Hello everybody and welcome back to Stripes, the Bianconeri podcast, the podcast for Juventus fan all over the world by Juventus fan all over the world. I am Matteo and with me Thiago. Hi Thiago, how are you?
Hi, I'm like readapting myself because I'm not used anymore to see Juventus on the pitch 3 days after 3 days and three after 3 days, so I'm getting used to it.
Yeah, it's quite lovely, but we cannot start this episode of the, and since we're talking about soccer, about football, we need to spend at least a couple of minutes speaking about, I don't know if it was the greatest ever. It's for sure the greatest I've ever seen, okay? Because then if you talk with somebody else, it's like Pelé or somebody else mentioned, even Di Stefano, but we need to talk a couple of minutes about Diego Armando Maradona, because he suddenly left this world. Of course, we knew that he lived not, let's say he didn't live an healthy life, but that's not an issue, okay? It was for me, he's the best player, for sure the best player I've ever seen, okay? He was a player that was absolutely unbelievable, with some technical skill never seen, okay? He didn't have the body to play soccer, and still he play soccer like nobody else. He didn't train as an athlete, okay? He didn't have a life as an athlete, and still was the best on the pitch. And that make me think, what could he have been if he actually he was having like an healthy life? So it's just sad that he passed away. And of course, he played with Boca, he played with Argentina Juniors, he played with Barcelona, with Napoli, with Sevilla, with Argentina. But I guess he was a player for us all. Okay, he was a rival. Okay, but he was a nice rival to have. And I'm just gonna share a memory. And because we see Juventus sharing on Twitter the free kick that actually he scored on November 3, 1986. And that game was the game that basically make Napoli go back to the big of Serie A, and they went on the way to win the first Scudetto, okay? Juventus came into San Paolo. It was like unbeaten, and I think they were winning every game this season. And Maradona played that free, absolutely fantastical, out of mind free kick, impossible to even imagine. Because I heard Tacconi yesterday here at Radio Bianconera talking about it, and it was like, I don't know. So for me, he was a great player. I don't know he wasn't a model, but I don't care, honestly. He was a great player, and he was a great personality. And the good thing about Maradona, he made better the player around him. He was able to win with Napoli. Napoli, the first Scudetto with Napoli, they didn't have like a super great team, because it was players like Bruscolotti, like Ferrario, like Carnante. Who ever heard about that? Nobody. And he was able to win the 1986 World Cup, I don't say with a bad team. Actually, they have like Pasculli, like a striker that was playing with Lecce. In the 99, they were able to reach the World Cup final in Italy, playing with Piola, Troglio and De Zotti. And so I'm going to, actually, in that World Cup, they were kick you out, Thiago, because you're a Brazilian. So I'm going to ask you to share some memory about Maradona as a Brazilian. What do you think about that?
Yeah, because honestly, there is a big commotion in every single country in South America. We saw some lovely images where La Bombonera's highest places, where Maradona used to be to sit, where there was only that single lights on.
Yeah.
And Boca was about to play Wednesday against Internacional for Copa Libertadores, and the match, of course, was postponed. And honestly, in the end, no one dies completely, you know, because the most loved memories live on in the hearts of those who stay. And yeah, Maradona is that guy, because he did something great, and it's always so good to see someone who shares the passion for what they do. And of course, Maradona did that for the sport. So it was a rival, but it was such an inspiration for a huge number of players and generations, yeah, of players. So yeah, it's always good to make some good memories. And it's sad to see some, for example, images from from fans from Boca Juniors and from River Plate crying together and hugging themselves, even with the mask. But Maradona is like a real god for Argentinians, and it doesn't matter if it's soccer, but everything was sport. So it was such a legend, and we will always remember.
Yeah, we are lucky to. I was lucky enough to be able to see him playing, and we kind of see like a lot of picture, a lot of video being shared right now. But it was, let me tell you, like when I was at Maradona started playing in Italy, I was like 7-8 years old. Okay, so we were used to play soccer in the park, and you know that the 80s in Serie A was great because you have Maradona with Napoli, you have Platini with Juventus, maybe the best player ever played with Juventus. We had you had Paolo Rossi with Juventus, you had Falcao with Roma, you had Rummenigge with Inter, you had Zico playing with Udinese, and Zico maybe is maybe the top five or always Brazilian player ever. We can even go there. But when you were playing, you're making a nice play on the park with the other friend, taking one, two friends out, they were like, hey, what do you think you are? You're Maradona? You might not say you're Falcao, you're Platini, you're Rummenigge. They always comparing you to Maradona. So yeah, I was like quite sad because it's a part of my adolescence, about my young age, you know, going away with him. And we knew the day was coming because he was in a great healthy condition. But it's nice to see
such a huge memory about Maradona when I was young. Because there was a program in Argentina it was called La Noche del Diez, which means the night of the 10. Yeah, and the first, there were just a bunch of episodes, and the first episode was Maradona and Pelé, then together in a stage, and they were like, after the interview between Maradona and Pelé, there was like that head passes between. Then literally the head passes, and I was so young. I remember it was like year 2000, I guess, and I'm 8-9. So that moment was like a head pass when my sensation was the one who let the ball down will be like criticized a lot, because there was, imagine, a pressure between two of the biggest players of all time. Or it was such a good sensation of, even if the rivalry, but a friendship, a fellow friendship between them. And of course, men like to compare players from different eras, different sports sometimes, different athletes. But honestly, why compare? Just enjoy them. Enjoy
you're
every
totally
single
right
moment
there.
Because
you're totally
of course, right. One of the
you're
biggest
totally.
Sadness of my life as a fan is because I didn't saw Shreya, for example. So it's so sad, for example, to someone who didn't saw, for example, Sivori and other players. So just enjoy. Doesn't compare Messi and Ronaldo and other players.
You're so right there. Just enjoy. You're right. Every era has this great player, like the 50 year Di Stefano, the 60 year Pelé, the 70s year Cruyff, the 80s year Maradona, the 90s. Yeah, like Ronaldo maybe, and now Messi. No, every year is just enjoy them. Just enjoy, because they're gonna be you just need to consider yourself lucky because you were able to see them play. And at the end of the day, look, Ronaldo phenomenon. He played with Inter, but even when you see Ronaldo, everybody hate Inter, but when you see him play, it was a joy for the eyes. Just enjoy, because they're special players, and that's it. So thank you.
And we are even luckier when because we have Ronaldo right now, so we have to be even luckier. At the same time, I love Batistuta and Shevchenko.
Oh my god.
But they were not even close to Juventus. So, we're so lucky.
We're going to start talking about maybe a little bit more. When I've been to San Siro once in my life, and it was in 2001, I think. It was season 2001-2002, okay? Oh. And it was Milan-Juve. The game was 1-1, and it was maybe the best goal Shevchenko ever scored in his career, when he take out maybe 3 or 4 hour player, and then they made that shoot from the outside of the box, they go briefly between the crossbar and the pole, and honestly I wasn't the stand, and I stand up and I start applauding. because that was just a great.
Yeah.
Okay. So, hey, yeah, going back to our business. So we already talked about Juventus with Ferencváros. So I think we don't need to talk about the game anymore, right? Because there was like the Champions League. It was a really nice night for Atalanta because they were able to win 2-0 at Anfield Road. Okay, and Liverpool wasn't starting with a lot of backup, but then almost all came back to the pitch. But honestly, Atalanta had a nice game, and Liverpool still had to qualify, honestly. So it wasn't a gimme, and it was so nice. But the other side, we see Real Madrid without Benzema, without Sergio Ramos, without other player, beating 2-0 Inter in San Siro, and Inter right now is last in their group and almost out because just a point from Borussia Mönchengladbach, they're gonna make Inter out of round 16 of Champions League. That is like quite a surprise. But I watched the game. I don't know if you watched the game, and honestly, I don't even want to talk about that because Vidal was just what Vidal thought it was in this period on his career. Okay, I didn't want him in Juventus. I think he already gave his best. Okay, so I don't think we could even do anything good with this Vidal. But honestly, I don't. Honestly, and most of all, putting Eriksen in the last 4 minutes is so disrespectful for that player. I don't like Eriksen. I didn't want him to come to Juventus, but that is so disrespectful for the player. So I had no idea what he's doing. I guess he's trying everything he can to be kicked out of the team because he cannot quit, otherwise he's gonna lose his salary. I don't know what to think about that.
It's such a weird sensation from Inter because despite the fact that I knew that Vidal would not be that player once again because of the injuries, because of his age. And if you look at the past, it's difficult to see players that won on this decade that did a great job outside. Of course, there are cases like Coman, for example, but
yeah,
it is difficult. And Morata is another example of that. And for example, we hope that Pogba maybe return and do some great return, but Inter showed some lack of consistency, especially in the defense. And of course, Lukaku lacks a lot of companion over there because Lautaro is not that player. Sanchez is not that player that was like 5 years ago. So it's struggling. And it was good to see Atalanta doing that job. That is literally the Italian job because they hit Liverpool and they hit once again when Liverpool was like dizzling on the pitch. So even if it's more difficult because Ajax would not be an easy match for Atalanta, but of course that I expected a lot more from Inter, honestly, especially because Real Madrid was not with those players. But
can we say
Can
we say that it was the worst Real Madrid in the last 30 years?
I won't say that, but of course, for example, we expected way more from Juventus against Barcelona as well. So
you're right. So yeah, you're totally right. You're totally right. But this game is different because Juventus Barcelona was the second game of the group stage. And even if you lose it, you know, okay, you're still going to make it most probably. Okay. This game for Inter was basically a final. We need to win it because if we don't win this game, we most probably we're going to go out. And how can you look? I think I have a great consideration for Inter. I think they have a great team. Conte is not the best coach. He's not my favorite coach, but he's not like an idiot, honestly. So he's like he can do a good job. And for the second year straight, they're risking to be kicked out at the group stage. So it's absolutely. I don't want to.
Honestly, I don't think that Conte will end the season over there. Honestly, I don't think that they will stay with him to the end of the season.
I don't know. So, well, look, it's gonna be interesting because next Serie A, Juventus is gonna play against Benevento, and I think an absolutely must win game for Juventus. But Benevento is actually surprising me, and Inzaghi is doing a great job because the critic I always with against Philippe Inzaghi as a coach. Okay, first of all, I never loved him as a player, okay? And then as a coach, I thought he was overrated because he was always playing with 3-5-2, okay? Now we see Benevento playing with 4-4-2, I think he's playing with a 4-4-2 or 4-5-1, okay? And I like when coaches are able to be flexible, and Benevento last day were able to win in Florence against Fiorentina with Prandelli at the first at debut with on the Fiorentina bench. So you need to actually respect them what they're doing. But other than that, we're gonna have a really interesting game. And I was actually thinking to wake up because it's gonna be 6 a.m. for me, and it's gonna be Sassuolo Inter. Okay, there's gonna be like such an interesting game to watch. I like Sassuolo. I absolutely love what De Zerbi is doing over there. I think actually he matched really bad against Inter because Sassuolo is really not strong on the back, okay? And I think Lukaku can have like a field day against them, okay? That's what happened actually last year. But I'd be so honestly curious to see, and I'm thinking to wake up to watch a game because it's going to be such a nice game. And then you have like Benevento-Juventus. And I don't know.
You expect turnovers?
Exactly. I was going there. I don't know, but we got a lot of turnover in Champions League, and we see when you try to change many players, the result wasn't that great. I expect, for what I heard, Bonucci should be back. Should be like with De Ligt. I hope Danilo actually could get a chance to breathe a little bit. But even Cuadrado, I think Cuadrado is really big needed to breathe a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, but Morata is going to start for 4. Start for sure, sorry. And I have no idea what's gonna happen. At least Ramsey should be available. And I need to see something from Chiesa. I need really bad to see something from Chiesa. And I have absolutely no idea right now what's gonna be the starting 11 that Mr. Pillar will have it. I don't think we're gonna see Bernardeschi, and I don't know what if Dybala is gonna start. I don't know.
I would bet that Dybala won't start. Of course, if an injury, a last time injury happens, but I'm sure that Danilo and Cuadrado, they need to rest as well. But
they need to rest.
Especially because Danilo played in a role that it's not his. So it would be a nice opportunity to see him on the bench and maybe not even called up, but even if we have like an emergency call, but don't forget
that we're gonna play next Wednesday against Dynamo Kiev, and even if we are already qualified as a game, we need to play, and then we're gonna play on Saturday against Torino, so there is really no time to breathe.
Luckily, for example, we don't have a big travel for Ukraine right now, so and then against Torino we stay there, then there's Barcelona. And then, there's such a difficult run over there.
Yeah, and then on Sunday, we're going to have like a Milan against Fiorentina and Napoli against Roma. It's going to be really a nice Sunday to enjoy on the couch and watching Italian soccer. And who knows what's going to happen. So it's quite an interesting season.
All on the top.
Yep. Yeah. It looked like, on the paper, it looked like we should get 3 points and just watch what the other our rival are gonna do. About you never know what's gonna happen this year. It's such a weird year, so who knows what's gonna happen over here. So I don't know. So I guess I don't know what we want to talk. I guess something special you're gonna talk about.
I am so excited to see those matches. Honestly, I'll try to watch every single VAR call or whistle on the pitch, because it will be a good moment to enjoy the national sport. And honestly, I think that this is the moment that Juventus will rise their level. So I'm curious about our quality, and especially because the rivalry is over there as well. And I'm curious to see how Milan will do without Ibrahimovic. So right, it'll be a nice
totally
weekend.
Right. You see, and honestly, Fiorentina, I don't think they have a bad team. They need to show something. I don't know. Yeah, and it would be interesting to see what Milan can do without Ibrahimovic, because I guess he's gonna miss at least a couple of games. I think the injury doesn't look so serious like it seems like in the beginning, but then we have like Milan playing. I guess they play in Europa League and they start early the season because they have the qualification for Europa League. So probably they got in shape before everybody else. I'm curious to see if they will able to keep this pace for all season. So
yeah, that's a good point.
It looked like an interesting season, but we are definitely there, and we need to honestly look what happened in our house, and then we're gonna worry about that, because I think we can start going to our regular pace. I don't think we're gonna worry about anybody else. So
yeah, well, it'll be nice to watch.
Yeah, of course. And guys, I don't have anything else to add. I don't know if you want to add anything, Thiago, but
no, that's the point. Exactly the point.
Okay, so guys, as always, it was nice talking to you. Hopefully you like it, you appreciate what we are doing here, and I love talking with Thiago about soccer every freaking time. So if you have any suggestion for us, please let us know. Please follow us on the social, let us know where we can improve, where we are good, where we are bad. And but that said, let me just tell you, fino alla fine,
forza Juve.